Hi, my name is Slinky. Thank you for listening to My Mom. I never listen.
Hey, how about this? While we're doing the Zoom, we have Diane Richardson, the head coach at Temple, who's backstage, who's now with us because Mary Beth and Alan are so entertaining that it's just irresistible to be able to not spend some time with them. I mean, like, come on, this is amazing, right, Diane? How are you?
Absolutely. Sorry, Mary Beth, you hit the ball in the water 5 times.
Alan, Coach Diane coaches basketball at Temple. Do you know where Temple is?
Yeah.
You do not.
Where is it? You don't know? You got to tell the truth, Alan. You got to tell the truth.
See? You hear Miss Debbie? You got to tell the truth.
I don't want to tell you the truth, but it's my mom knows.
You're going to tell us a secret? Wait. You're going to tell me a secret?
Uh-oh.
Can Miss Diane hear it?
No.
What if I just close my ears like this?
Yeah.
Hey, you know what Miss Diane's mascot is where she coaches? What? It's an owl.
I know that.
And you know what it does the whole time the game goes?
What? Really?
Who? Owls.
Okay. Coach your ears.
Close my ears. Okay.
What? I can't hear you.
She can't hear you. You gotta tell her.
I have to see you, my mom.
What? I didn't hear what he
said. Open your ears.
Okay, you can open your ears.
He said he had a secret about his mom, but then he said, "Never mind. Open your ears."
Oh, okay.
Nice it is about my mom every day and every night, which is mad at me. She's so rude and she's so cheeky.
I'm cranky and moody.
Well, do you make her cranky and moody?
No.
Well, how come she gets cranky?
I don't know.
Do you listen?
Yeah, but from my dad.
To your dad?
Yeah.
Oh, so Coach Diane, what would happen to your players if they didn't listen to the boss?
Ooh, I think they might have to run or something.
Ooh.
What?
They might have to run.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
When they get in trouble because they don't listen to coach.
How important is listening?
Very important. That's probably the most important thing is listening.
And what's mom say to you every morning before you go to school? Turn on what? Show them. What do I say?
Turn on my pain.
Well, that too. But turn on what else? Your what?
Right.
You are so silly. You know the answer.
Yeah.
Hey, tell Coach Richardson, who's your favorite basketball coach? Sit down. Who's your favorite basketball coach?
There's two.
Who are they?
Pat Kelsey. And Coach Baum.
Coach Baum. Coach Baum? You said Coach Baum?
Coach Walls used to be on that list. What happened to him?
So he got fired because when he won, he went to the goal, he made the money, and he got off on the team.
Did he get a technical foul and he got fired? Is that what happened?
Yeah.
So he's number 3?
Is he your third favorite now?
No.
PK took the lead, didn't he?
Ninth.
He's ninth.
Oh, he's ninth.
Oh, is Coach Richardson number 3?
Technical foul. You just move right on down.
He's number 1. Coach Richardson, you're number 1.
Oh, yay!
Number 2.
Debbie's number 2.
You're number 3.
B Max number 3.
You're
all right.
Number 10.
I'm number 10.
Wow. He's so gross.
Hey, Coach Richardson coaches in Philadelphia.
What?
Maybe sometime we can go visit there.
Yes.
Mommy's been there for a game. Yeah, we played there. We played at Temple. I don't know if I was a G. I think that might have been the year I was a G. Jeff's first year at U of L when I was a GA. But I remember playing there one year. I don't know if you're at EKU.
Probably. Alan, do you have any basketball questions that you want to ask Coach Diane?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead. She's really smart. She knows all the answers.
I hope I can answer it.
Okay. Is your mom a good basketball player?
I'm sure she is.
Yes. Yes.
Show Miss Diane your shooting form. Show her.
Let me see. Jump shot.
This hand's here and this hand's here. And then what do you do?
Jump shot. Look at that. I tell you what, Ellen, if you come to Philadelphia, I'm going to let you dance on my halftime at my game, too.
Boom.
You just be embarrassed.
I won't be embarrassed.
Yes, you will. No, you don't.
Alan, show Coach Diane some of your moves.
Here, you can even stand up. I'll pull the
camera. Yeah, I'm nervous.
Why are you nervous? Okay, come on. Show him.
Go ahead.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. Yes. Yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, you can definitely dance in my halftime. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You want to ask Coach Diane another basketball question?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is my mom a good three-pointer maker?
Am I a good three-point maker?
Yeah. What do you think? Have you seen her shoot some three-pointers?
Yeah.
And she's pretty good, right?
No, she missed nine.
She missed some, huh? Well, we don't always make them all, you know.
No, so, but I made 55.
You made 55?
And
50,009.
You're making that up.
You know what Miss Debbie says? Shoot till your arm falls off.
What? That's me, sis.
Yeah, it does make sense.
I'm going to send you a t-shirt that says shoot till your arm falls off. Do you want it?
That was mom's motto.
No.
You don't want it?
No. How about when I'm going to touch his
name? Do you want a 24 hours of hoops, nothing but net shirt?
Maybe yes, and maybe yes.
A temple shirt, too? Yeah.
You want a temple shirt? Okay, I'm going to have to get your information so I can send you one.
Okay.
Okay.
Can you tell Coach Richardson it was nice to meet you?
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too. And if I can get your address from Miss Debbie, I will send you a temple shirt.
Oh, you're awesome. I'll send it to Debbie.
Okay, good.
Thank you. Nice to meet you.
Alan, nice to meet you all, too.
Alan and Mary Beth, thank you for being with
us. Bye, guys. Thank you all. B-Mac, thank you very much.
Bye.
No problem.
Bye, Max.
Bye.
Have a great day.
Bye, Deb.
See you, bud. Oh my gosh, Diane, how great is that? Like, you know, we're just, that's what we're doing with 24 hours nothing but net, right? Oh, I mean, BMAC is
BMAC, you're doing it, man.
That's great Mother's Day content right there.
For sure.
100%. Diane, let's talk a little bit about your family, because you know, every year you're so gracious to come on and share your own story. And by sharing these stories on 24 hours, nothing but net, we encourage people to be a little bit more aware, maybe self-aware about the way they deal with people with disabilities, or maybe they or would even consider making a gift to 24 hours, nothing but net. Like, there's a lot of ways that we can impact and influence. So share with us a little bit about your family.
Yeah, absolutely. So my husband and I, Larry, been married for a long time, but we have four children. Two are special needs children. Dana is our oldest, and Dana has cerebral palsy and a bit of autism on the spectrum. And my youngest son, Michael, is on the spectrum, and they're in different ends of the spectrum. And the thing that really helped us, you know, Dana's 40 right now, so she was diagnosed a long time ago, and things have really, really changed with exposure and people understanding more. And so back 40 years ago, it was kind of, people just weren't aware. And, you know, you got the stares and all of that, people staring. But one of the things that really opened her up, Dana up. You know, they said that she would never walk or talk or even understand what we said to her. And, you know, of course, through prayer, we just kept her. They said, put her away in a home. And we decided to keep her and love her and give her all the love and care we could. And Dana now, you know, they said she would never walk. She took her first steps at 7 and a half. And she ran in the Special Olympics, at 12 and a half. And I got a silver medal, which she cherishes, her first. But that was really eye-opening for us and for her to see so many athletes that were really, really trying and doing really well in what they did. And it was a chance for our family to become involved with others. And now, as a coach, all of these years, every year, my team, we partake in Special Olympics. And so we're helpers and all that. And it's given them an opportunity, our student athletes, an opportunity to see what it's like and to cheer these athletes on. So we absolutely love it.
Learning to give, whether it's your time or your money, is definitely a skill. I think it requires some thought. And sometimes you give till it hurts, you know, and I can't imagine the emotions that you and your husband must have gone through seeing Dana cross the finish line. I mean, I can go there with you right now because I know what that could feel like. But what can you sum up how those experiences have helped shape the way you lead, the way you run your program, you know, all the things that your players gain from that?
Yeah, absolutely. It is phenomenal to see our athletes interact with the athletes at Special Olympics every year. And we always do the track event. And to see the looks on their faces and the love that they have for these athletes, and it carries them through in life. And they learn to be compassionate and they learn to understand and to help. And every year, my team, we have an autism awareness game. And we all support and we bring in the athletes on the court and they dance with us and all of that too. But just the awareness and knowing how special it is to these kids, it's helpful that we can, you know, contribute, you know, as volunteers, but also with our dollars, because it is a big undertaking. And it's great that you do what you do because it helps so many athletes and so many families. And I know it's a joy every year for us. It was a joy watching Dana and going and cheering and yelling and screaming like the crazy parents. Let's go. Let's go. And, you know, and for our athletes, too, who are really, really get into it. Like we really get into it. There's lots of hugs. But it's a great experience for us as a family. And it's a great experience for our student athletes. And then for the community in Philadelphia when we have our autism awareness games.
You know, Diane, I always felt like through the years and through the decades, because we've known each other for a long time, we've often shared stories about our kids. So I've always felt a connection from a family standpoint with you, because when you're a parent, you just know that what the other parent's gone through, you have some empathy because you have a great understanding. But then it went to a whole new level when my sisters got involved.
And now we're all one big family now.
You can't shake them. I mean, you're stuck with them. They talk about you when we're together, like, yeah, we're going to get to Philly to a game. I'm going to make sure they go to your autism awareness game.
Yeah,
I love that.
So, you know, this in Tampa, I saw them in the restaurant for breakfast. And so we hung out a little bit then too. So I love them. I love them. They're a joy.
Yeah. They love you. They just think that they own the Final Four now because they go down there and they just work their way into parties. They work their way into conversation. And I think you met them in an elevator. Is that right?
Yes. Yes.
I don't even know how to explain it except for you just have to experience it. Well, what my sisters are like, they're amazing.
They are amazing. They're always happy. Always, always happy.
We've got a great family, and you have added to that for sure. We feel part of your family as well. So 24 hours, nothing but net. We're in year 7. We've crossed over 1 million. You know what Special Olympics has meant to your family. And all we're trying to do is help other families like ours, right? So
yes.
If we could encourage somebody out there to consider making a difference, whether they get involved financially or with their time, what would be something that you would share with them from your experiences to encourage somebody else?
Yeah, it is life-changing, Debbie, for everybody that's listening and watching. It is life-changing for our athletes, and it's important. It's a big part of their lives. I tell you, Dana has all of her medals from all the years, and sometimes she likes to wear them all at once, but she cherishes those. And just to see the joy just in her and the athletes and the parents, and just they feel like they belong. And it's a great feeling for families. But I tell you, it's an awesome feeling for the athletes. And if you can help in any way, whether, you know, it's a big undertaking, believe me. And so the dollars help. So if you can donate, please, please do. Debbie does a great job, an awesome job in doing this and understanding how important it is. And she shoots till her arm falls off. So if she can do that, surely we can donate and help with Special Olympics and help all the many families across the United States.
While you're talking, I'm thinking of my coach, Kay Yao, and I know you knew her well. And she would often reference awards and rewards. And Dana wearing the symbol of a reward around her neck is an award for everyone. It's an award around her neck. It's a reward for everybody that has had ever a chance to experience what we've had a chance to experience. And all we're trying to do is help others have the same. Diane, thank you for leading from the front and leading by example with all the young women that come into your program and into your family. For helping us with Special Olympics. So thank you for that.
Yes, absolutely. And Debbie, keep shooting. Keep shooting.
I'm going to keep shooting. There's no defense going on. It's all low, baby. I'm going to keep shooting.
What do we tell them? It's free, right? A free throw. You should make that. There's no defense. But absolutely. You do that, and you do that well. And I appreciate all that you do. And I love sharing stories with you. And you just do so much for so many people. And I wish you well. I should have worn my 24 hours, my shirts, because I got one of everything. And I wear them proud, and I wear them to practice sometimes too. So.
Oh, awesome. Thank you for doing that. If you ever wear them to practice and you could take a photo, send it to us. We'd love to have it and help advance our cause, because you have done a lot to help us, Diane. So thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Good luck with the rest of the spring.
Thank you, and good luck.
Thanks.
So your arm falls off. That means more money. Come on, people. Bring the money in. Come on. Appreciate you, Debbie. Thanks so much.